This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, did you know that we're all big fat liars?
Huh.
They just did a study and they found out that there is one situation in which human beings almost immediately start to exaggerate and tell lies. And that is when we encounter someone that we think we might could end up in a relationship with.
Mm.
And the moment that we meet someone and think to ourselves, oh, I might could go out with this person sometime in the future, our entire brain begins to function differently, and we begin to activate a system in our body that begins to kick in and cause us to start telling lies, or at the very least, embellish, conform, and change our attitudes about topics, and sometimes even outright lie to make a good impression.
Liar.
No, I'm not lying, because I don't think I'm going to be in a relationship with you anytime soon, Cato. But if I did, I'd be lying probably right now.
Yeah.
Now, this study was actually done, and they went through a lot of things to find out. They did over 635 students at an Israeli university, and they did four different experiments that exposed them to these different situations where they were prompted to interact with somebody who they thought they might could have a relationship with. And they asked them to tell things about themselves and to tell certain facts. And in every situation, when they were with someone who they thought they might be able to be in a relationship with, they tended to make the facts bigger and more interesting, often changing them in a way that would make them look better somehow. So they were immediately beginning to boost themselves up in the description process.
But you would think that if you are going to have a long-term relationship with somebody, that you want to start out from a position of truth and not this embellishment.
Well, you tell that to anybody on dating websites.
I was going to say, what world are you living in? Because people lie first, and then you find out the truth later.
Yeah. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be great if that were the case?
You know what? And I'm trying to teach my kids, time and truth go hand in hand. What do they mean by that? That means eventually the truth will come out. Now, you might already be married. I thought you said, 16 years when we were dating.
You know, your kids are too young to date, Hog.
Well, right.
Don't be teaching them that quite yet.
No, I want them to tell the truth. Who ate that last cookie? That was Dad's cookie.
But, you meet someone and she's like, how old are you? I'm like, 28. or 20, depending on how old she is.
Yeah. Well, they say people will do and say just about anything in order to make a connection with an attractive stranger. And when your system is activated, you're motivated to present yourself in the best light possible. That means you'll tell a stranger things that make you look better than you really are. And the funny thing is, it's not even a bald-faced lie, but a lot of times people start to believe the lies they're telling are actually true descriptions of themselves. So it kicks in so strong that not only do you exaggerate yourself, you start to believe you really are that person.
Okay, but eventually you'll look in the mirror and like, oh, I do have a cul-de-sac. I am bald.
People can stare at a mirror and see a whole lot different than what's really there all the time.
Yeah.
Now, we used to do something like this in college. My friends and I would go out to a party, and we would meet some girl we'd never met before.
Yeah.
And we would walk up, and if my buddy was talking to a girl, I would be like, oh, my gosh, he's a hero. Tell him how you saved my life that time.
Okay.
And he would have to make up something on the spot. And so we would make up these elaborate stories, pulling each other from burning buildings or all this stuff. And after a while, you would tell the story, you'd start to feel like...
Yeah, I remember when I did that.
You almost, not quite. I mean, you knew you didn't do it, but you almost felt like you would have done it if it had happened that way. So you kind of deserved the credit.
Yeah, but you're burning your buddy at that point.
Oh, that was the funny part, is he had to make up a big story.
Yeah. No, I was saying in the story, is he okay? Did he come out?
I pulled him out.
Okay,
he's
good.
Fine.
Yeah,
he saved his life. He don't even have a burn mark on there.
Oh, good.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, man. You're very heroic.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's a fun trick to pull on your buddies, by the way.
Sure.
We used to do a similar trick on the radio. Yeah. I worked with a guy, and every year we would have a Christmas special.
Yeah.
And at the end of the year, I'd just be like, hey, I got you a card. Yeah. Here, read it. And I didn't have a card. He just had to make something up right
then. You've pulled that on us before.
I have. But in fact, Hawk, I got you a card for Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. What is it?
Read it.
Oh. Oh, wow. It's got like a turkey on the front and the pilgrims and...
Isn't that pretty?
Yes, it
read
is.
The card inside. Read what it says.
Go ahead, open it.
Okay, happy
it's really poetic. It's a poem. Do it.
Okay. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you this year. I hope you had fun and are going to be...
With good cheer.
Thank you, Heidi. I didn't know that word.
He can't read. Yeah. That's what it is.
It's a good thing I didn't do this with Hawk.
I can't pull it off.
Oh, gosh. See, that's funny.
When you pull the poem trick on me, I can't come
that's
up with
that. That's why I did.
That's the point.
I know. I'm not
now,
good
if you had,
that.
You'd have been impressive, though.
Well, I got you a Thanksgiving card, too.
I'll read that in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.